Beis Halevi continues in Ois Chav Beis. It's really coming off of, it's a continuation of what he was discussing in Yutes Chav Chav Aleph, that a person that makes a yishtadlis, does a yishtadlis in a less than righteous way, is really in effect shooting himself in the foot, because it ends up backfiring. You think you're going to gain money by doing something which you're not supposed to, by cutting corners where you're not supposed to, and at the end of the day, it's really causing you to have to do more of a shtadlis than was necessary. Had you gone straight, had you been straight and done the proper shtadlis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have given you parnasa in a kosher v'yosher fashion, as the Beis Halevi refers to it in the next piece. And he says, "V'zehu kavanas ha-pasuk," and that's what the pasuk means in Yirmiyah. Kishtaim rois osa ami. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is saying about Klal Yisrael, kishtaim rois osa ami. Klal Yisrael did two things wrong. Oisvi ozru mekor mayim chayim. Lachsev lehem boris boris. Nishbaram asher lo yuchlu amoyim. Boris nishbaram asher lo yuchlu amoyim. So the first thing that they did is they left me. Ozru. They neglected me, who's Makor Mayim Chaim. Makor Mayim Chaim means that Ribbono Shel Olam is the source of the water. In other words, like a spring. A spring is what produces water. The difference between a cistern or a well and a spring is that a cistern or well just holds water which is put inside, as opposed to a be'er or a mayon is something which produces water. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Makor Mayim Chaim. He's the Makor of all Teva and Bracha. And they ignored the Ribbono Shel Olam, and they went searching for someone else. And what did they find? Be'eris nishbaram shel yichlu amayim. They found a be'er instead of a cistern, instead of a mayim, the Ribbono Shel Olam. And it's one that's broken. It's a cistern, it's a well which is broken, which doesn't even hold the water. So that's the second thing that it did. If you would have left me and gone to someone else that was of the same caliber, Beseder. We left me and went to something worse. This is what you've done, that you've neglected the Ribbono Shel Olam. Why are you leaving Eretz Yisrael, Ribbono Shel Olam, to go to Mitzrayim to look for greener pastures somewhere else, and you end up drinking Meishichor? Meishichor is the water of the Nile. Malach HaDerech Asher Lishlis Meinor. You go to Asher to find also something better. You're looking for a better... The grass is always greener on the other side, leaving the Ribbono Shel Olam to go somewhere else. And what do you end up with? Meinar. He says, what does the Pasuk mean to say? Melitzas HaPasuk, the mashal of the Pasuk, is Malach HaLelech LeMitzrayim. What are you going to Mitzrayim for? What do you have to gain there? Ki HaHelech Shama Mukhach Lishlis Meishichor. Loitelech HaLeTishteh. Somebody that goes to Mitzrayim, you're going to end up drinking water from the Nile. Chaval, why don't you drink water from the Ribbono Shel Olam? Drink water that comes straight, like it says that the difference between Mitzrayim and the Pasuk in the Torah says, the difference between Mitzrayim and Eretz Yisrael is that Eretz Yisrael gets water straight from the Ribbono Shel Olam. You can get fresh water from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Why are you going to Mitzrayim to have to get, instead of getting your fresh spring water, you're getting water that's from the tap. You're going to have to, that's what you're going to do. Don't go. Don't shoot yourself in the foot. Don't go, and then you won't have the problems. You'll be able to get fresh water as opposed to getting water from the tap. That your ra, the ma'isim roim that a person did, that's what caused his yisurim. It's coming to negate. Don't say that it's the yisurim, the troubles that a person has, that causes him to act in a certain way. It's the way that a person's, his bad behavior, his negative behavior, that's causing his yisurim. Like we said, in regard to, now he's going to apply it to parnasa, like we said, it's not that a person's lack of parnasa is what causes him to engage in less than righteous conduct, business conduct. That's not what it is, the cheating. It's fakir, it's raka paslonis, it's the cheating, it's the stealing, mechulu. That's what's garmim shalayasigur parnasas, and rak boifin moes kazeh. That's why he's not getting a that's why it's difficult to get his parnasa. The more that a person works on himself, that his ma'isim should be straight, they should be righteous, and he adds to his bivitachon, then directly proportionate to the way that a person acts and his bitachon is the way that he gets his parnasa. If he acts in a proper way, the Rebbeinu Shlomo will give him his parnasa straight. If he's mechazik his bitachon, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives it with less hishtadlus. So the hishtadlus and the oifin that a person gets their parnasa comes directly proportionate to his ma'isim. His ma'isim are straight, the Rebbeinu Shlomo gives him straight. If he's mechazik his bitachon, that means he needs less hishtadlus. V'zeh b'ra medrash rabo, that's what pshat in the medrash is. Baruch HaGever Shetzama Hashem Yiftachai Zay Yosef Leipano Rehovim Debishvel Sheomer Letzar Mashkim Kim Zecharatani Yitzel Beishonim. It's a pele. The pasuk starts off, it says Baruch HaGever Shetzama Hashem Yiftachai. Baruch Gevench is the human who places the Ribbono Shel Olam as his Miftach, as his Mokom HaBitachon. Who is that referring to? Who did the Chazal find as the one person that this pasuk is referring to? Yosef HaTzadik. V'loipano Rehovim, as opposed to somebody that turns towards Rehovim, means Baligaiva, the arrogant. Who's that referring to? The Yosef, the Medrash says. That's also referring to Yosef. So he's a Baal Bitochen, or is he not a Baal Bitochen? The answer is, it was because he was such a big Baal Bitochen that there's a tain on him. The Bishvil, Sha'amal, Saramashkim, Kim, Zechartani, Yosef, Lei, Beis, Shanim. The girdled with chaynish for Yosef, for Eloi Lahavin, she should also in the tia idea of tochas isha kozav arav. Because of the tremendous bitachon of Yosef HaTzadik, he should have understood that his Yeshua is not going to come out through such a manner, through such a fashion. In other words, like he just said before, a person's hishtadlis has to be in an oifim that's kosher v'yosher. To ask somebody, a mitzri, who's a baal gaiva, Yosef on his level, that's kilu, as if you're asking somebody from the mob, you're asking somebody from the somebody to cheat for you, you're asking somebody to, you're not doing ishtalis, which is a straight ishtalis, which is yosher. The truth is that the Beis Halevi himself, it's brought down al atero, here they bring it down at the end in Lamed Aleph, he's Mayrich when he gets to Yosef HaTzadik, he seems to say that the problem was, he says it was the smallest amount of bitachon that was shaykh, it was a dibur ba'alma. Kim Zechartani. That's all that he says. It was a Dibur Ba'alma. It was clear that Ribbono Shel Olam sent him this as a shliach. Sent him the Tzara Mashma as a shliach. L'chor, that's the most basic thing that a person should do. That's the smallest amount of ishtadlis, the easiest ishtadlis, without a ma'isa b'chlal. Dibur Ba'alma. He says, on Yosef's level, he didn't need any ishtadlis. That's what it sounds like from what he says later on. However, over here, the way he's saying, he's being mazber the Medrash, is Al-Pi, the Mahalaf that he was saying before, and that a person has to do Ishtadlis. However, the Ishtadlis should not be at the expense of Avodas Hashem. It should not be something which runs opposite, contrary to what the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants from you. And Mamela, to ask somebody who's a Baal Gaiva, that's the way that Yosef HaTzadik is going to get Yeshua, Sepasnish. Mamela Yosef, on his Dargah, that was a Taino. Continues the Beis HaLevi. V'zei Teres HaOdom HaYosher. What is the Teres HaOdom HaYosher? How should a person act? If a person has any type of tzar, or he's lacking money, he doesn't have what he needs monetarily. Sounds like, do not add to your ishtadlis. He's not telling you not to do ishtadlis, that he said before, and you have to. You don't have to do more ishtadlis now than you were doing before. The first thing that a person has to do, I don't know, I shouldn't say that. He says, lo yarbe b'shtadlusay. It shouldn't be excessive. It shouldn't be excessive. A person now has a medical issue, he has to go to the doctor and find out. He's got to figure out. It's not that he's not doing any stylus. new things that come up call for new ishtadlus. It shouldn't be lo yarbe b'shtadlusay. It shouldn't be excessive. Rakifashvesh b'maisav asheloitevim shesivu loikolzay. What he should do is b'mafashvesh b'maisav. Make a cheshbon ha-nefesh. Ka'amorim, like Chazal say, Imrei Odom Shisurim Boin Lov, Yifashrish B'maisav. That's really what we saw in the Chazon Ish. He also says, when he's talking about it, he says, what's a person's knee-jerk reaction when something happens? He heard that his stocks went down and he lost $20,000. What's his knee-jerk reaction? I should have told yesterday. What's going to be? How am I going to make a chasana? What's going to be with a, how am I going to make Pesach? What's going to, or Ribbono Shel Olam, help me. What's the first knee-jerk reaction? What are you turning to help? Turning to help? Are you going somewhere? It could be that person's upset. Not that he shouldn't be upset. Where's his ishtadlis? Now I'm going to have to go and work harder. Or HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first thing is Cheshbon HaNefesh. Cheshbon HaNefesh. Why did this happen? That's the first thing. Then once Rabbi Eliyahu Lapian, he was sitting down on the stairs. So Bekitzer, somebody asked him, what happened? So he said, I fell. And I ended up on the floor. So they asked him, so why are you still sitting there? He says, now I'm trying to figure out, why did I fall? The first thing is get up. No, but the first thing by him was the Cheshbon HaNefesh. What should I do? Should he sit there if somebody has to get by? Nekuda is the Nekuda. To think, that should be the first thing that a person thinks. What's the Nekuda that I could work on? Can you always know why it is that a person is, why something happened? First of all, very often a person can know. If a person is honest with himself, he could know why things happen. And even if a person messes up, I like to say, there's a story that Chaim Shmulevitz brings down in Sichas Musar of a woman, a couple was offered a shirach of its earned Talmud Chacham for the daughter, and because he was lame, they decided against it. For whatever reason, it was wasn't enough of a reason for them to say no, but they said no. Gets to the next morning, before Shachris, the wife was giving her husband some hot milk, and the hot milk spilled on the husband's leg, and he got a burn on the leg. Kitzer, they made a cheshbon nefesh. Why did this happen? So he said it must be that the reason why it happened was because they shouldn't have served the milk before Shachris. They shouldn't be drinking before Shachris. That's why it happened. So granted, I think he says in the story that the husband Taka needed the milk, so it wasn't such a... But it was clear that it had to do with the lame leg, it had to do with the that from the day before. I think he says, it could be the Chaim Shlomitz stresses, and knows, he needed the milk. That couldn't have been the reason. But they didn't see it. They were blinded to it. They didn't want to see it. They didn't see it. Now, it's true. They didn't see it, and it's something that they should have seen. Especially since that wasn't the right reason. But the first Nekuda is, and that's something that they get a tzion l'shvach for, is that they thought about why it happened. That's the first thing to figure out. Why did it happen? You're right, they messed up. You're right. They didn't get it. But the Maisa, that the first thing that to do is to, okay, she shouldn't, don't take the wrong lesson and say, oh, now he doesn't get the milk, even though he's a sick person and needs the milk for Shachris. The first Nekuda is to make a Cheshbon HaNefesh, to speak to somebody else about it, b'chulu, to make a Cheshbon HaNefesh. In addition to a person's cheshbon nefesh, he needs also to daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam. There the Gemara Daka says that a person has to do his tzadlus. Right? But Lamaisa, the bottom line is that a person also needs tefillah. A person needs tefillah. And a person should be mischazik in his bitochin and in his hope in the Ribbono Shel Olam that will help him out. And he should be kaver in his heart that except for the Ribbono Shel Olam, the best one is no one to ask for him. He could go to his friend and ask him for $20,000, or go to the Ribbono Shel Olam and ask. The first step is to Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam, help me get the money. What ishtadlis he does afterwards, but he has to realize that it's the ishtadlis is not what's giving to him. The only one that really can help him is Ribbono Shel Olam. It's interesting. I had Chosh Vavrich over by my Suda Friday night. We're discussing ishtadlis, not ishtadlis. It just came up. Agam, I forgot exactly what Shemitah, I think it was talking about by Harsinai. So he said, under his argument that a person should do a lot of ishtadlis sometimes to show the Ribbono Shel Olam how much he really wanted. Then the Ribbono Shel Olam will, it's a chilek of priya to Ribbono Shel Olam. So he said, maybe that's true, but it has to be with the mindset that it's not the ishtadlis which is helping him. If a person does ishtadlis and he realizes that the ishtadlis is only from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's a whole different type of ishtadlis. You're showing the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm doing so much because this is what I want, but I realize Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm just trying to show you. Maybe you could say that. But the Nekuda, the Iker Nekuda is, I don't think that came from our, that can come from the Beis HaLevi. wasn't saying that, certainly not going like that. But the mindset has to always be that way. The mindset, no matter what ishtadlis the person is doing, the ishtadlis has to come along with a yidio that it's a Ribbono Shel Olam, and only Ribbono Shel Olam can help him. Does he have to do ishtadlis? He has to. But it's the Ribbono Shel Olam. Here he ends off, the Beis Halevi ends off, and he says, if a person sees himself in a matzav of tzar, then he should be mizboinin ba'achdus yisbarach. I saw they brought down that says, im roya adam sheyisurim ba'arnolav. It doesn't say that the Yisurim came. Yisurim Barnalov, it could be that it's far away. A person gets a message, something looks scary. He takes all the tests, and Baruch Hashem, everything comes out fine. Baruch Hashem. But there was a message from the Baruch Hashem. See if there's something there. What was that trace? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu shake you up a little bit? What was that for? So a person has to be mefashim for myself. Now he says also over here, if a person sees that a person is Bitzar Chalila, then he should do, there's the Segula. He says, he's boinin, he doesn't call it a segula, the Rebbe Chaim Volozhin, I think, says, in God of a segula in your flaw, lahasr levatam yalav koladina v'retzaynis achirim, shlo yichlu lishlo yiboy, says the Nefesh HaChaim. Kshodom kreivea b'libo yleimor, halo yashem ulakim amiti, v'in oyin movade yizbaruch, shum koech bo'ilim v'chol yilom is klal. The person realizes that it's only the Ribbono Shel Olam, there's no one else really in the world. Close his eyes to anything else. It's only the Ribbono Shel Olam, ein oyin movade, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take, oz memeli yistalkim menu koladina v'kitshugim. Because the Shbrok will take away all any dinim against him. And there's common stories that they say, especially in the Pesach Rav, it's well known that throughout the war, how he used this Einan Movadai, and a lot of times he was on the train and he didn't have papers and he saw them coming and then he says, oh, we must have forgot to be Mischazik and Einan Movadai. They started being Mischazik and Einan Movadai, they turned around and they walked away. Mamish, common stories that they say about the Pesach Rav. They bring down an interesting story with the Beis Halevi with this. The Beis Halevi himself used it. He says that somebody came, a storekeeper came to the Beis Halevi, and he says that the government is going around checking every store for, I don't know, things that you're not supposed to be selling. He says, if they're going to come check my store, I'm finished. It could be that it's going to cost me my life. He came frantic. He says, Bekitzer, he went to the Beis Halevi, sat down with him, and he was mishani in this Indian for an hour or two, going over, Inyan Levade, Mimus Chazik, Mimus Chazik, Mimus Chazik. Bekitzer, after he really felt that he was being Mischazik and he was holding there, he told him, okay, you can go. Because he goes back to his store and he sees this big red X on the store. What had happened was that the officials took a break in the middle and they were holding right by his store and they wanted to know where they should pick up afterwards after the break and continue. So they put a big red X on the store. Because after the lunch break they came back and there was a machlokes between the different officials. What did the red X mean? Does it mean that this is where they're holding and this is the store they have to go? Or was it Ad or Ad B'chlal? Where were they holding? Was it this store was the last store that they did? Or this is the store that they had to start by? Bekitzer, one of them won, and he said, this is for sure the last store that we did, and they went to the next one. From all the stores, from the tens of stores in the city that the officials had come to that day, there was one single store that was not checked by the officials. That was the store of this storekeeper. The truth is that this site is already found in the Meir Nevuchim and the Rambam, well-known. The Rambam Meir Nevuchim, they actually bring it down over here also. He says, Ha'ish ha-sholim v'ashgachosoy asher lo yusur sichle me'aloik ha-tomid tiyah ha-shgacho b'y-tomid ki efshur shi'ikra oz le'ish ha-hu min mi-mini ha-rois ki hu ime ha-loika v'aloika imoy. So somebody that's together with Ribbono Shel Olam is thinking, he's totally medabek himself to Ribbono Shel Olam. He's not thinking about anything else except for Ein Oid Movadri. He says, it's not shy that anything can happen. And he says, he continues, and he says, "Ki kol mishim teo ro miroi teoilim min hanaviyum and chasidim ashleimim." Ayel ma'isa. Sometimes something bad happens. How could he say if a person there? How could something like that happen? Loi matzu hara hu rak be'ese ashikcho. It's only shaykh that such a thing happened at a time that he forgot about Ribbono Shel Olam. Behaser machshav to meyaloika asherhu oz nivdom meyaloika aloika nivdom mimenu. Once he disconnected from the Ribbono Shel Olam disconnected from him. Then a shaykh, something can happen. That's Ba'etem. They bring that on the bottom. I don't think they bring that. They don't bring that from David HaMelech, but that's Ba'etem, the story of David HaMelech. David HaMelech, when he was learning his entire Shabbos, because the Baruch wanted him to be mafsik, and
HaKadosh Baruch Hu did something that he should be mafsik. In other words, there are certain times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused something to happen that a person should be mafsik from his connection to the Rebbeinu Shlom, so that the Rebbeinu Shlom can take his life. Ukedema. But he says the Rambam that at a time that a person is connected is thinking Einen Mogaldei, then in a Hanami, there's no way that anything bad can happen to the person. Okay.